Welcome back. Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Tuesday, October 31st, 2017. Again, I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all Road Warriors, those who'd esteem ourselves to be. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. And there's ample fodder for that today, for sure. My special guest today is Jacob Beach, and his YouTube channel is great. His perspective is rooted in experience, and I appreciate his practical, down-to-earth perspective on all things, but especially those that he speaks to and his expertise. His YouTube channel is The Prepper's Bunker Outdoors, all one word, The Prepper's Bunker Outdoors. And his website is beachintactical.com. That's as in beach, I-N, so B-E-A-C-H-I-N, tactical.com. And so check him out there. And once again, Jacob, thanks for coming on the broadcast. I appreciate it.
That's my pleasure.
I want to get back into what you want to talk about, but just kind of as a final note, again, you know, speaking of the Nazi scientists, I mean, it's all the same discussion. You talked about the marketing engine that essentially, you know, in my words, has people buying products that are very well marketed. I remember in junior high, a teacher saying, and, you know, you don't realize the profound nature of some things until later. I remember a teacher in junior high telling me, you know, telling us all in class one day, we've heard the old adage, build a better mousetrap and the world will beat a path to your door. He said, that's not true anymore. That used to be true. Now the adage should be, market a mousetrap better and the world will beat a path to your door. And that's what has happened in the post-Bernaysian era. It doesn't matter if your product is good, if your marketing is slick and it appeals to people the way that Bernays did, you know, appealing to those secret desires, making us prosumers, as Alvin Toffler put it, then, you know, you have something. And so the same marketing engine that gives us these products that are not necessarily fantastic or even crap in some cases writes folks out of history or writes folks into history as it sees fit. And so Jack Parsons is one of those stories. Like I said, the Wired article published back in 2014 really says it all. And it's not a conspiracy theory. It's what really has happened. Who knows Jack Parsons? And the title of the article is Occultist Father of Rocketry Written Out of NASA's History. Again, the subtitle, Parsons came to believe in magic, a force that he felt could be explained through quantum physics. And just a little primer on the article, and folks can go read for themselves, but the opening of the article says, as Parsons' interest in the occult developed, his colleague Molina approached the National Academy of Sciences for funding into jet propulsion as a means for developing more nimble aircraft. The team was granted $1,000. The first government-funded rocketry research group in history. A quarter of the funding had to go toward repairing damage to Caltech buildings caused by the group's experiments, and the group was eventually forced to relocate to some iron sheds in the Arroyo Seco Canyon, where they were closely watched by the FBI, which was keen to make sure that no political extremists were accessing the explosives. It was here that JPL, Jet Propulsion Laboratory, would be founded. One of the group's key innovations was developing jet-assisted takeoff, JATO, engines for U.S. Air Corps, with Parsons developing a restricted-burning solid rocket fuel that was stable enough to be stored indefinitely. The engine technology and fuel were commercialized through a company called Aerojet, which some folks will recognize the name, where Parsons became project engineer. Versions of this fuel were eventually used by NASA and the space shuttle, as well as in military ballistics missiles. So the point is, if you really dive into, like Jacob is saying, if you dive into the history here, you look into the background of Jack Parsons, you kind of understand exactly why he's been written out of history, because his occult belief system, that religion, as I would put it, was kind of a it was an inextricable part of the story. I mean, if you understand Jack Parsons, you understand his occult beliefs, and that religion was a vital part of his research and development. So that is the inescapable reality of history if we go back and really explore those roots.
Absolutely.
And again, I mean, that touches on the, as you said, you know, Wernher von Braun and a number of Nazi scientists, that many of them even became prominent figures in military and intelligence here in America as well. Another uncomfortable fact of history, but it is what it is at this point. And I think it's interesting to note that, well, two things maybe. Again, as I said before, you know, you go back into the history of Paperclip and you realize that the Russians wanted to prosecute these Nazi scientists and leaders, but it was America that offered them diplomatic immunity through Operation Paperclip in exchange for their research. And so that's one observation that is, I think, eye-opening, to say the least. And second of all, the Wikipedia entry gives a list of some of the notable recruits, or what are referred to as key recruits, which is interesting. Just dive into some of those names and you'll be astonished, I assure you. Anyway, von Braun obviously is one of those names as well. So
big time. I think kind of what that goes to say now, the American people is like you were saying, these politics are marketing just like these products. And so just like I said that I feel like I have an obligation to let people know what I think about products to help them, because a lot of people aren't going to be able to use them in the way that I do. But also through my experience in the same way, because I can see through the marketing on a lot of products through experience. And, you know, because I bought into the marketing, and the worst feeling ever for me is buyer's regret. But to have experience firsthand in some of these political happenings and how things actually work, in the same way you see through the marketing in something like this Las Vegas shooting, and it makes it very difficult to see people that you care about fall for it.
Absolutely. If we can shake off that programming and that marketing, which is always slick and seductive, I think the challenge is shaking off this cognitive dissonance that happens. You know, I think a lot of people, and really cognitive dissonance, as I've said on this broadcast, I think is a fancy term, or it's kind of an in vogue term these days. It's really a form of schizophrenia. You know, you have these ideas that don't go together and they compete in your brain. That's a problem. James chapter 1, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, ought to expect nothing. Don't be like that. If you can, I mean, I don't necessarily think there's anything wrong with buying into the marketing sometimes to some degree. As long as, like you're saying, from a practical standpoint, you can decide for yourself, does this work as advertised, so to speak? And if not, I probably don't want to use that product again. Maybe not even anything from that company. But if it does work as advertised, hey, maybe I want to buy it more. Maybe I want to buy more from this company, which, you know, again, reminds me of some of your videos. They're all simple and practical in a sense, which I think is fantastic. But the one that I mentioned in the first hour, the Merrill Canteen long-term review of the shoes, you know, you said, hey, I've been wearing these for a year. They're great. And they're great for a variety of reasons. And here they are. And man, it's sensible. So if we can get to that.
Context and experience is everything. And so, you know, for So you need to be able to look at marketing without you need to be able to look at marketing with context. So for instance, we need to buy a vacuum in my home right now. And I'm tired of buying cheap vacuums that we break every once in a while, so we're considering buying a Dyson. So you talk to a few people. I have the experience of breaking vacuums. You talk to a few people, you ask them what they think, and for the most part, you hear people say, I really like my Dyson. Well, in that case, you know, you look at the marketing of the Dyson, you look at what they're saying, and you can compare what they're saying about their product to what other people are saying and what you know of your own personal experience. But I mentioned the blind leading the blind earlier. If you have no firsthand experience, if I'm going to go buy my first vacuum and I've never even seen a vacuum, and every vacuum company is telling me that they're the best vacuum, and beyond that, I have no personal experience, but I'm also so lazy that I'm not willing to put forth the effort to look up reviews and, more importantly, ask my friends, then you're going to be taken advantage of. And that kind of lazy attitude politically is certainly what has been created through the education system for the obvious benefit of the government's self-interests.
Yep. Absolutely. A ruling elite, which, you know, again, is not conspiratorial. It's what happens. There are two classes, essentially, and a widening chasm between them. This is this sort of thing that guys like Bertrand Russell wrote about in The Impact of Science on Society. And I've quoted extensively from that book. Him saying, I mean, a book published back in the early 50s, speaking of the Nazi regime, he kind of speaks to that. A scientific dictatorship, what would it look like? One of the chapters titled Scientific Technique and Oligarchy, he writes about this chasm. You know, sires will be chosen for various qualities, speaking of eugenics. And I was also going to mention before I get away, if folks haven't gone to, speaking of kind of the confluence of all of the subject matter, another great resource, and there are several, but another great resource on this kind of subject matter, and going back to Paperclip, just go over to James Corbett's website, CorbettReport.com, and type Paperclip in the search engine, and you'll come up with some fun results. James has been talking about that for a long time too, obviously. But from Bertrand Russell's Impact of Science on Society, he wrote, sires will be chosen for various qualities, some for muscle, others for brains. All will have to be healthy, and unless they are to be the fathers of oligarchs, they will have to be of a submissive and docile disposition. And you'll recall that just prior to that, he wrote, diet, injections, and injunctions will combine to form the sort of character that the authorities will deem desirable, et cetera, et cetera. But he wrote, children will, as in Plato's Republic, be taken from their mothers and reared by professional nurses. Gradually, by selective breeding, the congenital differences between rulers and ruled will increase until they become almost different species. A revolt of the plebes would become as unthinkable as an organized insurrection of sheep against the practice of eating mutton. And he adds, parenthetically, the Aztecs kept a domesticated alien tribe for purposes of cannibalism. Their regime was totalitarian. So then he goes on to talk more about this. For example, well, just to conclude that thought, he wrote, to those accustomed to this system, the family as we know it would seem as queer as the tribal and totem organization of Australian Aborigines seem to us. Freud would have to be rewritten. And he said, I incline to think that Adler would be found more relevant. The laboring class would have such long hours of work and so little to eat that their desires would hardly extend beyond sleep and food. Sounds like today, right? Maslow's hierarchy of needs down in the basement of Maslow's hierarchy. And then the upper class, he writes, being deprived of the softer pleasures, both by the abolition of the family and by the supreme duty of devotion to the state, would acquire the mentality of ascetics. They would care only for power, and in pursuit of it would not shrink from cruelty. By the practice of cruelty, men would become hardened so that worse and worse tortures would be required to give the spectators a thrill. Kind of reminds me of Hillary Clinton every time I hear those words, but certainly not reserved just to her. Anyway, yes, this has been written about, and like you said, you know, these what I would call the caste system with two classes growing ever farther apart, and you know, that laziness in the masses serves this ruling oligarchy, so to speak.
One thing that I noticed when growing up is that the way that our society works, a lot of people, when they look at someone working at McDonald's, they feel that that's a McDonald's person. That is like a McDonald's professional. That's where they belong. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When they look at a police officer, it's a police officer, not a person. And in the same way, people don't feel themselves fit to do anything, or others that they feel are not above them to do anything in politics, whereas or lesser magistrates or anything else like that. Whereas the people that are in politics or are lesser magistrates, they see as that is who they are. Everybody is casted in their minds naturally. And so, you know, I am from Washington State. And so when I got out of the military here in Kentucky from Fort Campbell, I started going to college, and I got really excited because I thought, I'm finally going to finish up my college career in the South, and I'm going to be surrounded by students who have been able to kind of escape the brainwashing that I had experienced growing up. And I was shocked when there was absolutely no difference at all. Because what is being taught down here, the family has been destroyed, the primary teacher is the government, and there was no difference. So like what you're talking about with the two caste system, the people in the lower caste view the people in a higher caste, they view that as their identity.
Mm-hmm.
Unless someone says that they owe them money. So they also view them almost like a parent state, like the higher caste owes the lower caste money because the lower caste deserves things for free. So you have this complex system that is encouraging losers to be losers, and it's a self propelling system of degradation, and it's going to the rate at which we morally decay is exponential.
Absolutely. Yeah. Brilliant. I mean, how do we get others to see that? I mean, you know, speaking of that, so you've gone through the same kinds of things, but you know, you have a sensibility that we all should have. And so, do you want to talk about how you came to these realizations? I mean, I think any person would think the way that you're thinking, which I would just call thinking, not that it's a particular vein of thinking. But because of this marketing and propaganda that we've been talking about, people are conditioned to think and believe otherwise.
It was, for me, are we going to take a break here?
Yeah, I guess we're headed into a break, so we'll come back on that note. Folks, stick around. More with my special guest, Jacob Beach, right after this short break.
Oh. homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Once again, I'm joined today by my special guest, Jacob Beach, and I encourage the listening audience to go check out his YouTube channel, The Prepper's Bunker Outdoors. All one word. Again, it's the four words with no spaces, The Prepper's Bunker Outdoors. Fantastic videos from a practical, down-to-earth standpoint of experience. And his website, again, is beachintactical.com, B-E-A-C-H-I-N, tactical. .com. Jacob, you were about to explain, I suppose, and then we went into a break.
Yeah, I guess to start off, I guess as a kid, I grew up listening to Rush Limbaugh and enjoyed talking politics with people. But as I got older, I think that I was just rebellious enough to not immediately take what anybody says at face value. Mm-hmm. I remember specifically in fifth grade being laughed at because I told the social studies teacher that I could disprove global warming, and then just simply talked about the history of ice ages. And I was like, well, we're not in ice age now, right? And there's been at least two historically, according to your history. Yeah. So that means the climate has cooled and warmed without human intervention already. And get laughed out of the class because it's, I don't know, did it make sense to them? I don't know. So, but then when I, so I like to think about things, but then when I went to Afghanistan, I started looking more practically at the gear that I was using. A lot of it was very poor, and I thought about reviewing gear at that time. The problem I had was I would tell people that the gear sucked and it could be better if it was X, Y, and Z, and they'd just say, shut up and keep walking. I couldn't talk to anybody about the gear that we were using because nobody cared. They just wanted to, I guess, keep using it. And then politically, for a while I was on personal security. I mean, the whole deployment, I was personal security detail. So I did, I drove people around, but I also did recon. So spent a lot of time up on mountains watching people. And they'd shoot up and we'd shoot down. And same thing with the personal security. They'd shoot our trucks, we'd whatever. So we carted PSYOPs around a little bit. And so I talked to those guys a little bit, and it was kind of an eye-opener. It made perfect sense at the time. I guess it didn't fully turn the light on. You know, we were told that we were handing out these radios to help the local nationals and to promote American political ideology, I guess, especially with the way they were treating women. And so that was all fine with me, but then I was thinking, why are we handing out all of these radios? It's probably their hand crank radios. They're taking the batteries out and using them to blow us up. Why would we possibly spend millions of taxpayer dollars to be handing out all of these solar/crank-powered radios? And I realized that that was part of what these PSYOPs guys were doing, is that it was worth it to them to hand out these radios for free so that they could purvey their message of what they wanted people to think. So again, that all didn't click together until I got home and turned on the news. And it was like, it was like instant. Wait a second, this is
same thing. This is
the exact same thing.
Fancier engine, so to speak. You know, it's not a hand crank solar powered radio, but same thing.
And we have to pay for it. Yeah. So we have to pay for our propaganda.
Well, you know, there's an interesting effect in that too, and I've spoken about it on this broadcast. I always say when you look at public broadcasting, PBS, NPR, etc., the reason they do the fund drives is not because Ford Foundation is running out of money. It's because when you buy the propaganda, you own it in a quite literal sense, and so Stockholm Syndrome is deepened. Anyway, stick around, folks. We'll be right back with my special guest, Jacob Eats, right after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, again joined by my special guest Jacob Beach, and go check out his YouTube channel, The Prepper's Bunker Outdoors, and again, all one word, all four of those words are with no spaces, The Prepper's Bunker Outdoors, and his website beachintactical.com. You were talking about conducting, you were part of conducting PSYOPs on tour and then came home and saw the same tactics in the so-called news.
Right. So, again, you know, I'm shuttling PSYOPs guys around and talking to them. And you spend a lot of time with these people. And their job is to change the opinion of the local population in favor of the U.S. PSYOPs, wherever they are, that it, their mission statement is propaganda. And so it was impossible for me to not make connections when I came home and turned on the news. It was just...
Well, a couple of things real quick on that note, getting back to, you know, what we've talked about before. And, you know, I think part of what has been discussed is, or at least alluded to, is the lazy mind. I think that in America, you know, that downward spiral or the exponential decline, as you described it, that's really kind of encouraged. It's a sort of suiciding of a class of people in this country that's encouraged. It's a mental laziness. I wouldn't even say weakness so much as laziness. I remember years ago feeling like a 98-pound mental weakling, looking at when I was in the mortgage industry. I was a wholesale lender rep, and I used to do a news – kind of a little letter on Fridays I called Friday Pearls. And I would, you know, read certain things. And basically it was just a compilation of whatever was going on to help mortgage brokers try to be better and feel better at what they were doing. And I remember reading a letter from, I think it was a report from the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. And I remember thinking as I read it, gosh, you know, it feels like I should know something from this. There's something going on here. I feel like I should be reading between the lines, but I feel like I can't think. There's something wrong. And I felt like a 98-pound weakling. I started basically, you know, kind of working on that, going to the gym mentally, so to speak. And it wasn't that, you know, I was just – on a steady diet of brain candy, but this propaganda that just we're immersed in all around us really encourages that sort of mental apathy. And so two things, you know, this, you know, getting back to what you said, I mean, all of these subjects all kind of go along with each other. The global warming that you said you could disprove in school, or the marketing engine that we're talking about, all of these things, even the PSYOPs, whether abroad or here, and the propaganda, the lazy mind, I would say, is ever susceptible to Clark's third law, which is part of why this works so well. Clark's third law: any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. So just with common sense reasoning, you're in class saying, guys, global warming is kind of ridiculous because we've gone through these cycles before with no human involvement, right? And they go, well, that's crazy. That's just magic. You're talking about magic now. That's thinking. And so you have that aspect because we aren't going to the gym mentally and building our critical thinking muscles. And then, as I was saying in the last segment, the irony of paying for the propaganda is that it deepens the Stockholm syndrome. So when you think about it, if folks are contributing to political campaigns or being a member of PBS or NPR, you know, sponsoring member or whatever, buying magazines, newspapers, even movies and television, who's going to be the person that says, you know, I was the idiot that contributed to a political campaign or paid to propagandize myself and paid to get a message that someone wanted to shape my thinking. No one wants to admit to that kind of foolishness. Right. And so the Stockholm syndrome is deepened when we actually pay for the propaganda. Anyway.
Well, and just like in the military, you don't know something until you teach it.
Yeah.
So you maybe you only half buy off on this propaganda and you don't fully understand everything. Well, then when you become personally invested in it, then it becomes very easy for someone to explain something that doesn't make sense to you, how it in fact does make sense per se, because you want it to be true. You've invested in it. And a lot of these people, you'll have a discussion such as we're having, and you'll hear, I don't want to think about that.
Yeah. There's definitely reality to that too, because a lot of times it causes a profound and fundamental shift in your reality, so to speak, or your perception of reality, and it could be life-changing. In a lot of cases, I think somewhere in the back of people's minds, they realize it's possibly a life-changing shift, and so that's uncomfortable, very uncomfortable.
If you admit that something is wrong and you think about how it's wrong, you now have responsibility. That is what our entire culture and what society and pop culture, that's what everything wants you to run away from. Because mm-hmm. the more responsibility you try to give away, the more responsibility the federal government and elitists can take. So if yep. you have an entire generation of people terrified of responsibility, and you bring something up to them that they can't explain. I really hate the modern term, but I've found myself starting to use it. If you say something that were to make them woke, if you will, then they have a responsibility to think about it. And if it's really bad, they have a responsibility to do something about it. And doing something about an unpopular topic means that you are putting yourself outside of your everyday what you want to do things, which for most people is drink, smoke, and watch sports. If there's anything outside of that, they don't really want responsibility for it. They'd rather ignore it.
Yeah.
So even if they know it's true, they will choose purposefully to not think about it.
Yep.
So it's a bad way to go.
Absolutely. I mean, that's well said. You know, if you're really going to face the reality of that, those life-changing moments, then it does require a hard look at the responsibility that that goes along with it. It's the old, I think of the old adage, you know, picking up the stick, you pick up one end, you pick up the other. Something's going to have to happen with that decision. And, you know, I can't help but thinking about when we talk about this and some of the other things that you mentioned, like the, you mentioned in the first hour that the World War II Nazi rank and file, and how many, if not most of them, simply followed orders, not wanting to be killed by communists or Nazis. And I don't want to oversimplify here, or ever for that matter, but in that context, could we or should we touch on the suicide epidemic in the military, the United States military? Because I think we have the same problems here. I'm not saying that folks in the military don't want to be killed by communists or Nazis, so to speak, but there is an epidemic, and I think it correlates directly to what we're talking about as far as realizing something and not knowing quite how to reconcile that realization, if that makes sense. I think that's happening in a lot of cases.
It's a very complicated topic, but one thing that I can tell you is it absolutely ties directly back into everything else that we're talking about. When I got out, they were going through all of my medical records and seeing whether or not I'd get disability. And they said, so you earned your CIB, you have taken and received small arms fire. Yes, that's correct. all right, so we're going to put you down for PTSD. No, I do not have PTSD. They said you received and returned small arms fire, so you have PTSD. No, I do not. I have no problems, no issues whatsoever with anything that I did, and I never will, regardless of any situation that I'm in. And they said, you know that you will be paid for the rest of your life if you claim PTSD. The government never wants to give you money. Anytime the government is giving you money, they are making money. They are pushing their goals and agendas. And so we have an epidemic in the military and in society where it's cool to be broken. So you take these people that think it's cool to have to claim PTSD, this, that, and the other. And I've known many people personally. PTSD exists. This might be the most unpopular opinion ever. PTSD exists, but there are a ton of people who are claiming it that do not have it. And most of the people that I know that claimed PTSD were cowards. They were the people who were jumping behind rocks in a firefight and crying while other people were returning fire. And there were the same people who, when we came back from Afghanistan, would go to the bars and tell all kinds of stupid stories to try to get a girl, like they were the toughest dude on the planet. So you take a culture where it's cool to be broken. You take a culture where it's cool to be mentally inebriated. You mix drugs, alcohol, in this sense that you're broken because you've chose to be broken, and you are never going to get good results. And it's an absolute shame because of what it does to people who do have PTSD. And so you have, if you look, I mean, the Civil War, you have 14 and 15-year-old kids going out and watching body parts being blown all over the place of their fellow Americans. You see the most incredible brutality, and undoubtedly many would suffer from that for a lifetime. And today I know for an absolute fact that we have a huge percentage of people claiming PTSD that never saw combat. But we have told everyone since they were born that they are a winner, that they can just be themselves. Everything that scripture says that you're not, that you're a good person and that just be yourself and blah, 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 blah. And all of
trust your heart, follow your heart, all that nonsense. Yep.
All that. Yeah. And that, you know, even in elementary school, all that stuff pissed me off because it just made no sense and it was stupid because it was. But you're told all of this, then you're told it's cool to be broken, and what's cool to do is to fight in the bar, to get drunk, and maybe do a little couple drugs if you can, and you are making a recipe for disaster. And then you get the socialist medical system involved. The horrors of the VA are incredible. And it gets incorporated as the government envelops insurance and health care. You have agendas that tie all of these things together and where they can do things to benefit each other. So now you have this terrible VA medical system, and they are giving these statistics to unit commanders. The military is socialist, so every unit commander, there's no such thing as personal responsibility. They have to check all of the blocks to cover their butt. So if Joe Blow kills himself, the commander can get in a lot of trouble unless he says, "Oh well, we had suicide prevention training on this date." He has to create this block to protect themselves. So now, to prevent suicide, you give everybody a 2-hour PowerPoint presentation on how to not commit suicide. on top of everything else they're doing, which just makes the entire military experience even crappier, because now you have all of these briefings, and it's not like you get off of work to go to these briefings. They're added on top of all the other crap you have to do. And you literally, like crony capitalism or socialism, make the situation worse because you're not actually trying to fix the situation. You're trying to cover your butt.
Yep.
So it's an absolute minefield of emotions and foolishness when it comes to this topic. But it just comes down to a society of people who are bred to be weak and then had a lot expected of them.
That's brilliant. I mean, you can't say it any better than that. Folks, stick around. Final segment coming up with my special guest, Jacob Beach, right after this short break.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light.
Station. beyond the suns that guard this roost, beyond your flowers of flaming truth, beyond your latest ad campaign.
Welcome back. Final segment with my special guest today, Jacob Beach. Again, his YouTube channel is The Prepper's Bunker Outdoors, all one word, no spaces between those four words, The Prepper's Bunker Outdoors. And his website, again, beachintactical.com, B-E-A-C-H-I-N, tactical.com. And here's what I'm just going to say, this is kind of a closing thought on this note, what kind of guy he is. At the top of his website, you see the image that says Beach and Tactical, Romans 1, no excuses, no exceptions. I've talked about Romans 1 extensively on this broadcast, and if you're familiar with Romans 1, you probably understand what he means. And then at the bottom, the copyright symbol 2016, made to glorify Christ Jesus. To me, that, you know, that tells me what kind of guy he is, and that's really that's what matters most. Anyway, we have a call. Let's go to the phones real quick and grab Murr in Wisconsin. Murr, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Chris and Jacob.
You're welcome.
Very good to hear you. I would say we're all under stress purposely. That's the way the system is designed. But I really appreciate hearing a calm, level-headed voice. And what you just said, Chris, I'm not that familiar with Jacob, so it was very interesting. I would totally agree with that. We have to trust the Holy Spirit, ask for guidance, and then follow without expectation at all.
Absolutely.
I know it's led me away from my home, and it needed to happen.
Yeah, it's funny how that usually works. You know, the Holy Spirit encourages us to zig where we might zag, usually.
People say, was it imprecatory, whatever prayers, you know, where you're basically playing God and saying, you know, you got to be a righteous, holy person to demand of God something. Much better to say, thy will be done, and you'll be so pleasantly surprised, unimaginably.
Absolutely.
But, if he could put his link, the Beach End Tactical, I can't seem to bring that up in your chat room. If you want to give that again later. But also, when he was saying about vacuums, Herzog used to sell Kirby, and Stadtmiller has one. And he said, they both said, forget Dyson. So Kirby, K-I-R-B-Y, and that's in here too.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Thank you. Stay well.
I posted a link. I'll post a link to his YouTube channel as well. Thanks, Murr.
Thank you.
As always. And thank you, Jacob. I really appreciate this. I hope we get a chance to do it again. Thanks for spending your Tactical Tuesday, or at least part of it, with us on this broadcast.
It's been my pleasure. It's been a blessing being here, and I've really enjoyed myself. So thanks for having me.
You bet. Me too. Folks, I hope it was informative for you as well. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.